Good morning.
Good morning.
Happy Mother's Day to those to whom that applies. If you'll turn to the third page of the bulletin, I want to lift up the deadline for making a commitment to the Disciple Fast Track class. Is coming up. I need to order the book, so please let me know. And graduation Sunday is next Sunday, along with promotion Sunday. So we will be recognizing our three graduates from high school. We also have some bachelor graduates and some master's graduates. So we'll be recognizing them next Sunday. If you have email, you would have received a copy of the annual report in your email. If you would like a hard copy of it, those are in the back. Please take one. Also, the United Methodist Women's Circle meeting is going to be tomorrow evening at 6:30 at the home of Mary Peets. You're invited to come to that. Emily is going to lead the program, Women of the Bible. And Emily, are you going to cover all the women? No, okay. So we won't be there all night. No, okay, all right. Please note also on the calendar for today the community meal, the book club, and the witness meetings this week. Next Sunday is going to be Golden Cross Sunday, so we included a flyer in the bulletin to help you know how that money is going to be used. Are there other announcements? Okay. Would you turn to 2 2:6 in the Black Hymnal, Bind Us Together. Christ is alive. He is risen from the dead.
The Holy One calls us to worship and praise.
Baptized with the power of the Holy Spirit,
we live with Christ in our hearts.
Clap your hands and shout to God with loud songs of joy.
Sing praises to God, who fills the world with forgiveness and grace.
And would you turn to number 526, What a Friend We Have in Jesus.
And griefs to bear.
Let us join together in prayer. Blessed are you, Holy One, creator of all that is and all that ever will be. You sent Jesus to heal us and bless us, to show us your love. After his suffering and death, he was still among us for all who call on his name. Just as you sent the power of the Holy Spirit to those who first believed, fill us now with your power and grace, that we may become the hands and feet, the heart and spirit of Christ. Holy One, open us to the possibility that we are being chosen to be new disciples with new ministries. In Jesus' name, amen. You may be seated. I'm going to have you two just wait a minute. Do you want to come up? You want to come up and talk to me for a minute? You don't want to. Okay, that's all right. I've been known to bite children. Just joking. I don't bite. I wanted to talk with the children about Mother's Day and conclude with this litany for Mother's Day. I was planning that there would be younger ones who come up and know how to read, and I had a plan B, and Matthew and Alyssa are going to lead us in this litany for Mother's Day.
Mothers come in many different forms, and today we celebrate them all.
Thank God for mothers.
Everyone here is either a son or a daughter.
Thank God for my mother.
For those women who have joined God in heaven and whom we miss dearly here on earth.
Thank God for the mothers of the past.
For every woman who is working day and night to raise their children right now.
Thank God for the mothers of today.
For all the women who are expecting but aren't quite yet mothers yet.
Thank God for the soon-to-be mothers.
For the woman who took others' children through adoption and foster care.
Thank God for the mothers with hearts so big.
For those women who have lost a child to death and must carry on.
Thank God for the mothers who are so strong.
For all the women who have desperately wanted to have children of their own, but choose instead to mother everyone else.
Thank God for the mothers in spirit. We thank you, Lord, for the women who have influenced our lives in so many ways. We pray that you will honor them in everything we do. Amen.
I'm reading first today from 1 John chapter 5. If we receive human testimony, God's testimony is greater, because this is what God testified. He has testified about his Son. The one who believes in God's Son has the testimony within. The one who doesn't believe God has made God a liar, because that one has not believed in the testimony that God gave about his Son. And this is the testimony: God gave eternal life to us, and this life is in his Son. The one who has the Son has life. The one who doesn't have God's Son does not have life. I write these things to you who believe in the name of God's Son, so that you can know that you have eternal life.
Thank you.
In John's Gospel, Jesus' farewell prayer begins at the Last Supper. And the passage that is for today is a part of that prayer. It's a long prayer when you go through the whole thing. John 17. I have revealed, Jesus speaking to God, I have revealed your name to the people you gave me from this world. They were yours, and you gave them to me, and they have kept your word. Now they know that everything you have given me comes from you. This is because I gave them the words that you gave me, and they received them. They truly understood that I came from you, and they believed that you sent me. I'm praying for them. I'm not praying for the world, but for those you gave me, because they are yours. Everything that is mine is yours, and everything that is yours is mine. I have been glorified in them. I am no longer in the world, but they are in the world, even as I am coming to you. Holy Father, watch over them in your name, the name you gave me, that they will be one just as we are one. When I was with them, I watched over them in your name, the name you gave to me, and I kept them safe. None of them were lost, except the one who was destined for destruction so that the scripture could be fulfilled. Now I'm coming to you, and I say these things while I am in the world, so that they can share completely in my joy. I gave your word to them, and the world hated them, because they don't belong to this world, just as I don't belong to this world. I'm not asking that you take them out of this world, but that you keep them safe from the evil one. They don't belong to this world, just as I don't belong to this world. Make them holy in the truth. Your word is truth. As you sent me into the world, so I have sent them into the world. I made myself holy on their behalf, so that they would be made holy in the truth. This is the word of God. May God add blessing to the word. Will you pray with me? Holy God, open to us this day the possibility that we are being chosen to be new disciples and in new ministries. May the reading of your word sanctify us in the truth and bring us perfect joy. Amen. A commercial. We are invited to be about prayer as a church and as individuals. And the cabinet is offering a day of a training event. It's called Breakthrough Prayer Initiative. And I would love to go to this. It's going to be from 10 a.m. until 3:30 p.m. It's going to be in Stevens Point. But I can't go unless five of you go also. So I've got flyers with information about it. Don't make me stay home that day.
What day is it?
Oh, I didn't tell you that. June 30th. and I don't know what day of the week that is, but I invite you to go so that I can go. The cost is $70 for six of us to go. Isn't that a good price? So, commercial over. You've heard me say it before. Calgon, take me away. That's a commercial from the 60s or 70s, somewhere back in the day when a simple bath could be a retreat for us. But a simple bath isn't enough anymore. Now we've got luxury cruises. We've luxury cruises during which every whim is answered. That's a good luxury cruise, I would think. We can be part owner in a condo someplace, preferably near the ocean or the mountains, and we've got our week that's guaranteed to us, one week a year that we can go and escape. In some places, there are gated communities which block out some of the harsh realities that are in this world and that we don't want to see. So we have our gated communities where we can be protected physically, emotionally. And brothers and sisters, this morning I'm going to tell you that we're not the first generation to have a desire for the escapes. Could you turn me up just a little bit? Thank you. There's something very tempting about wanting to escape from the world. We know the pressures. And it's not only young people today who have the pressures. It's not only people who are raising their children. You did a wise thing in having two children because you can divide and conquer. When you've got three or more children and they're involved in basketball and soccer and dance and all of the piano, all of these different events, it's really difficult to divide and conquer with the two parents. And so the grandparents are often needed to help. And what that does is it makes our days busier and busier and busier. And I hear that those of you who have retired don't have any extra time now, just like you didn't have any extra time prior to your retirement. We stay busy. And there's times that we just want to get away from it all. That is what John is addressing in Jesus' final prayer. So if we don't want to go for the cruises and the part ownership and timeshares and condos and all of that, we look to the past and we can see that monasteries were established to kind of retreat from the rest of the world. They tried to create a community where the kingdom values would be embraced in such a way that they would continue to grow in their faith. Convents did the same thing. The Desert Fathers early on. In the Catholic world today, there's all kinds of retreat centers. What United Methodists call those is camps, where we can go and get away from it all for a while. There's groups of people who are trying to reclaim some of those early systems that were created so that they could get away, so that they could come together with people of like mind. Jesus knows the challenges that the disciples are going to be facing because he has faced them. This part of Jesus' farewell prayer is inviting us to recognize that we need retreat from the world so that we can go back to the world. Now, I don't think that the world is evil. I don't think that if we are involved in events, clubs, groups in the world, I don't think that they're all evil. I don't think that they are evil, but I do believe that there is evil in the world. And I do know that many of the groups, the organizations, the things that we can be involved in do not share the same values as the kingdom of God. Some do, some come close, but they're all a little bit different than this kingdom that we are invited into. We are to be in the world, but not of the world. And what happens when it seems that our world is just too chaotic, too confusing, too wrong to deal with? Most recently, what we heard was, well, I'm going to move to Canada. And I was told the Canadians don't want us. I was told specifically the Canadians don't want me because of my age. I can't offer a lot to their economy anymore. They don't want us. If we read this prayer as John's sermon to his community, he is providing an alternative to the world, recognizing that we don't belong to the world. We belong to God through Jesus Christ. God gave us to Jesus to teach us the values, the character of who God is. And then when Jesus is getting ready to leave, he gives us back. That's a little bit like mothering. You know, I was aware right from the beginning that those two babies I had were given. They weren't mine to hold on to. I don't think that there was any problem, though, with me being a helicopter mom who landed from time to time. There's other moms like that, but I was aware that they were a gift from God for me to mother as best as I knew how to mother, and then give them to the world. And as Emma graduates now, there's a sense that you're giving her to the world. You're letting go of some controls. And if you don't want to let go of those controls, she's going to rip them out of your hands anyway. Jesus is very clear that we cannot escape the world. He says, I speak these things in the world so that they, the disciples, may have joy made complete. So that they may share the values of the kingdom, and that includes joy beyond our momentary happiness. Because joy is something deep within. Happiness is not one of the fruit of the Spirit, but joy is. Joy is celebrating all that we have been given. Then it's kind of like Jesus is afraid the disciples might not get it. And so we hear again. I'm not asking you to take them out of the world, but I'm asking you to protect them in the world, because there's evil there. And if we don't get it, he repeats, they don't belong to the world, just as I don't belong to the world. There's another model that can empower us as a community to live in the world without succumbing to all of the pressures. We are in the world under the care of God. We are not in the world alone. We are under the care of God. And then he goes on again, as you have sent me into the world, so I send them into the world. That's the opposite of getting out of the world. The Greek that is used is real clear about that. Our pattern then, as a church, is that we cannot escape the world, but that we also go into the world. And there are times that we are going to be exhausted. There are times that we are going to want to retreat and let go. I think one of the expressions of that we see is someone is busy in the church, and they, because they're busy, they get asked to do more. And then they're asked to do more and more, and they get burnt out. And all of a sudden, they're gone. Not necessarily into the world, but to a different church where they can retreat and get refreshed. But since this is not... our retreating is not stepping out for all time. We get refreshed, renewed, and we come back. When I go down to Florida to the water, I get refreshed. And I come back and I say, I wish I could feel this way all of the time. I even videotape the ocean waves so that I can listen to that again, and it'll take me there, but it's not the same thing. But I do know that God watches over all of us. I do know that the presence of God through Christ is with us always. And I do know that when we are energized and when we are refreshed, we need to go again into the world to be a witness to what it is that God has done for and through us. When we have the care, the protection, and the presence of God, we can go into the world and address those same kinds of issues that Jesus dealt with 2,000 years ago. May you be refreshed. May you be renewed for the week that is ahead. Amen. God invites us to witness to what God has given us, sometimes with our voices, always with our actions, and sometimes with the offerings of money. Let us testify to God's love in sharing our gifts. I invite the ushers to come. Let us pray together. God of all creation, powerful Spirit, Savior of all, use our gifts to bring hope to a world that is in need of your grace. Amen. You may be seated. Let me share with you this morning that Virginia Maley has been on our prayer list. She had been diagnosed with cancer. She got treatment and is doing very well. I believe she's at the place where they are trying to control its growth, which is a very effective treatment today that didn't happen in the past. Are there other people or situations? Let us pray. Gracious God, we pray for this world. We are reminded that you sent Jesus into this world to be the Savior of the world, of us, but also express your deep love for this world, which is your creation. And so, as we pray for your creation, we pray that you would give us grace to be faithful disciples and good stewards. This world is peopled by those who delight in your teachings, as well as those who scoff at your ways. Guide us to meditate on you day and night, that each one of us would be a good influence, an influence for the good in the world. We pray for the people and the leaders of the world in all our diversity. Sanctify them in your truth, that there would be peace and harmony on earth. We pray for those who are sick or suffering, that they may know your protection and your care through us in our faithful service. We pray for your church, that by the marriage of your grace and our faith, we may serve you and our neighbors. We pray for our relationships. Every one of us has or had a mother. Many of us are mothering of the generations that are younger than us, some biological, some variety of relationships. But we mother. Make holy all for which we pray today. For the poor, for those in ill health, for the church and your world. Because holiness and wholeness come from you. Receive these prayers, receive the prayers that are spoken and unspoken, for we are yours, O God, and we pray as Jesus taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever and ever. Amen. And now would you turn to hymn number 521, I Want Jesus to Walk With Me. Go into the world, clothed with power from on high, carrying God's message of forgiveness and joy. Amen.